This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Welcome in, Sports Radio Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning after a very long Thanksgiving break. A few days off. A lot has happened since the last time we spoke to you. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. It's been a long, long time. But yeah, we are back in his house on this non-victory Monday. But like you said,
it's not a victory Monday since we left.
I mean, just the craziness of sports. Coaches getting fired after. You go tell the people that you're not going to get fired and talk about Chicago. We'll talk about that later.
You got to call a timeout.
You got to call a timeout. I just tweeted. I was like, he's fired, right?
He's trying to get fired.
Yeah, he got some December plans.
Yeah, he's busy. he's got a plane ticket booked.
Yeah, he got some December plans with the family or something, man, because that was just, damn.
That had to be intentional.
Dude, there's no way you make a mistake like that.
There's no way.
Obviously, it was bad for him and everything. And again, a crazy weekend of college football. And I'm just curious, obviously the games and everything, but was there like a memo sent out for the plant flags in every game?
I guess so.
I remember Baker did it. I don't remember a lot of other times.
Yeah, there's been a couple. A couple here and there. But yeah. You're right.
It was like
because it was obviously
a nationwide memo.
Yeah. Saturday, the brawl that took place after the Michigan-Ohio State game. It happened in North Carolina.
North Carolina State?
Really? No offense, guys, but come on. Neither one of y'all are planting any flags this year.
It happened
at Arizona State, Arizona.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they put a fork in it.
Was this the
South Carolina had their Gamecock out there, took a dump on the Clemson paw.
I did not see that.
Pre-game?
That's what, like all this. Like, what is all this? I guess.
Like,
man,
I'm here for a lot of it, but I feel like at a certain point. Yeah. We've gone beyond.
We jumped the shark.
We have. We've got to the point where it's just kind of like everybody's just doing too much.
Yes.
And then for there to be five or six different planting the flags. Like, first of all, it's unoriginal because Baker did it 10 years ago. All right, and other people have imitated it. Like, so it's unoriginal. You're doing something that's been done before. Second of all, the teams get more mad and fight harder to not get the flag planted than they did for 60
exactly.
minutes.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You just got your butt kicked for this amount of time, and now you ready to fight. But I was just like, what the
hell? Thirdly, and lastly, and least importantly,
it's artificial turf.
You can't plant a flag in artificial
turf. It's artificial turf.
It's just not going to work.
You big dummies. And that was the ultimate thing that came away from everything I was going to say.
Yeah.
You bunch of damn dummies.
Maybe
it's artificial. If it's grass, it would be dope as hell.
Yeah.
But it's artificial grass.
It's not going to stick.
It's not going to stick.
It's not going to stick in there.
Goodness gracious. That's why I was like, was there like a dumbass, a memo in that little line that says, CC, dumbass.
Hey, dumbass.
Hey.
Plant the flag
plant
after
the
you
flag.
Win.
Like, come on, man.
Completely steal the headlines of the awesome win that you had in Michigan.
Yes.
And we'll get there. We'll get there because that was a big disaster for Ohio State. Their coach just stood on the sideline looking like he saw a ghost.
Yep.
Like, that man did not know what hit him at the end of that game. And, like, I get it. You can't lose that game. Mm-mm. You can't say all that stuff about that game as he has and then go out and lose it again and not have your life flash before your eyes, which he did. And, again, we'll get to all of that. It's been a very action-packed 3 days. We haven't talked to you since last Tuesday. It's almost an entire week of action. But we got to talk about what happened yesterday between the Falcons and the Chargers, and most specifically just the Falcons. Like, I mean, Kirk Cousins played like the bastard love child of Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota yesterday. Like, I don't know what that means. And a lot of times you try to, one guy does. No, he lost him the game yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much everybody else played good. He lost him the game yesterday, flat out.
Andy, quarterbacks throw interceptions. This is part of the game. It is what it is. But to play as long as he's played. Because I go to a funeral yesterday, so I listened to the first half with Dave and Arch, and then when I got home after the funeral, I watched the whole game yesterday. And I wanted to watch just the offense. Mm-hmm. I wanted to watch most of the offense. And watching him play yesterday, it was embarrassing to himself. I think I just didn't understand the interceptions and how they were thrown. Mm-hmm. The pick six. What are you doing?
He got tricked on some basic stuff.
And it's like it was, and you could see go again. Watching how San Diego had a great plan for how they switched coverages on him, like he saw something, and then like last minute they switched out of the coverage. Pick six. The damn first interception, where are you throwing?
Where are you throwing?
Where are you throwing?
He did like a little bit of a hitch, like he was going to maybe not throw it, and then he let it go anyway. Like,
what are you doing?
Yep.
Then the one in the end zone, where are you?
That was the worst one.
Bijan's right there.
Yeah.
Just take five yards and get down. Or just toss it to Bijan right there. I thought it was the worst game. It has to be his worst game ever.
Yeah.
Not just the Falcon.
Right.
That's his worst game ever.
I know. I guess he had four picks 10 years ago or something like that. But
just the as much ball and high level football and success he's had, that was, he just looked like you said, a Desmond Ridder type. Just where are you throwing the football, man? And then, you know, the play call, man, why are you getting cute, man? Just run the ball, hand the ball for it.
Yeah.
Because there are two things. The jet sweeps. Why the hell is Ray McCloud at so many blocking point of attacks?
I think we've seen enough of that.
Ray played well.
He had a great game. Catching the football.
Yeah, catching the football.
Which is what he's supposed to do.
He was awful blocking. And then why in the hell, and I know the Chargers, they play a lot of dime and everything like that. Why in the hell are you letting him lead blocking the hole? Like, all this crazy. I'm like, what you doing, offensive coordinator? I didn't understand that at all. Like, why is Ray McCloud leading up? Why does he always seem to be at the point of attack on a damn screen? He's not big. Derwin James is going to toss him just like he kept doing.
Yeah, or just get by him because he's also incredibly – like, Derwin James played
awesome.
Just a beautiful football game yesterday.
But
that's what he can do.
But that's what I kept – I was like, why are we getting cute? Your quarterback looks like trash. I don't know where the hell you're tight end at. Just whatever with him. Now, another one player, everybody keeps sending me the clip. It's a smash route, smash concept. If that defender's sitting where he was supposed to sit, you stay out there. But if you're going to come, you got to go, Kyle. If you're going to do that.
Are you talking about the one where he just got bumped off his route and quit?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if they're playing like that, you stay out there.
Okay.
That's what I always talk.
Then there was the other one, because he only had two targets.
Yes.
There was the other one in the end zone.
He wasn't getting that.
Where
he wasn't getting that.
But again,
he wasn't getting that.
I know.
He wasn't getting that.
I know. But it's just another one of those Kyle Pitts lowlights.
He wasn't going to get that one. But the other one, you're like, okay. Like, if you're going to run it, you stay out there. But if you're going to come across, you got to go. And I just thought, you know what? Whatever with him. What Drake London's doing, that's supposed to be Kyle Pitts. Playing inside, all those. That's supposed to be him. Obviously, he can't do that, I guess. Whatever. But, yeah, the quarterback lost the football game, period. And when you look at how well that defense – now, don't get me wrong. The Chargers are not a juggernaut on offense at all.
No.
At all.
They're not.
But
based on the direction that this defense was headed, I'm not going to anything.
No.
That's the best game the defense has played all year.
Exactly.
They had five sacks.
But the thing about it is they're supposed to play like that against that offense.
Right.
And that's what they went out and did.
Like, if this secondary was going to have a game like that, this would be the one.
Yes.
Because they don't have a lot of game-breaking wide receivers.
They get beat by the same play by damn Ladd McConkey,
a couple big plays by Ladd McConkey, for sure, which, again, talked about that last week. Not surprising. Ladd McConkey's had a really nice rookie season. But other than that, I mean, their leading receiver was Quentin Johnson with 12 yards.
Yes.
Like, they did a nice job against those guys. They did a good job defending the run.
Yes. I mean,
they kept them to 56 yards on the ground.
Yes.
They did a really good job getting to the quarterback. I know they sacked him five times, which feels like a miracle, and I want to celebrate it. It's hard to because they lost the game and Kirk Cousins threw four interceptions, but you got to give credit to the defense for coming back from the bye and playing like that. They also hurried him a bunch of other times, too.
They sped him up.
They got to him five times, which is beautiful, but they sped him up a bunch of other times as well. And to think of all of that stuff happening and still losing the game is really frustrating.
They led in every category, except for
when they got to the red zone. Yeah. They turned the ball over. They couldn't get in the end zone. Obviously, you know, Youngway missed his first field goal, and they didn't trust him later. I guess he's banged up.
That's what I'm saying. If he's banged up, don't play him.
Then play somebody else. All right?
But
like,
yeah, I mean,
if you can't trust him because he's not kicking good and he's not healthy, then play somebody else.
I love the fact they took the ball to start the game.
Me too.
Perfect damn drive.
Yeah.
Just hit Moody's wide open, Kirk. Just hit him.
I know.
You hit him. Moody walks in. That's a touchdown. And then you come back, field goal, whatever, you miss it. But, I mean, just the overall, like, they led in every statistical category, but your quarterback threw five. Should have thrown six.
Yeah, because that one Ray-Ray long pass could have been picked.
Well, I don't know what the hell the corner was doing. And then one in the red zone when they tricked him, And that damn, the D-line would sit right in the throw lane. And luckily, he's a defensive lineman, can't catch.
Exactly. Bounced off.
Yeah. She made 6 interceptions yesterday. Oh, that was bad. I understand why Ryan was not going to bench him and all those other things. But, you know, there needs to be starting some conversation. This dude ain't throwing a touchdown pass in a month.
Yeah.
Right.
In a month.
He's throwing more touchdown passes to the other team than he has to his own team.
That's a fact.
Yeah. And so, you got to start looking at that.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Like, look, he said what you say after the game.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to tell us you're going to bench him after the game. But Kirk said it, too. He's like, in order to start in this league, you got to earn it.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's got $100 million
contract.
And he
knows this stuff.
But he's not earning the starts the way he's playing
love
right now.
I love his teammates. They all believe in Kirk. All that.
Great.
You know what? I love the fact they believe in that building. You know what? I ain't in that building.
No.
I ain't in that building. And I know what my eyes see me. And what my eyes see me is that your quarterback is the reason you know.
Yeah, that you lost yesterday.
Yeah.
And even with as bad as he played, the defense played so well, you had the
you
ball with a chance to
a
drive
chance
it and
win
the game. And you know what he did? It was 4th interception, and the game ended like that. Yeah, I mean, they said the right things, and that's good. Good. So the culture is strong.
Yeah. I ain't in that deal.
I'm tired of talking about culture, okay? I want to talk about winning football games. You know who also won yesterday? Tampa. So there you go. Now you're tied. Now the division's tied. Awesome. That went away quick, didn't it?
Dude, this
that evaporated.
To me, again, watching the game and sitting back and thinking after I watched it, this looks like collapse all over it.
Certainly does. Certainly how it feels right now. Yep. We'll be right back. Tell you what's trending here on a Monday morning. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Thanks for being with us on a Monday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To the right, one to the left. Snap. Chargers bring 4. Cousins sets, throws, intercepted. Derwin James at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that was number 4. Pretty much.
Like Derwin
ended
was
it there.
Derwin was just sitting on that route.
Yes, he was.
It was a little hook route.
Yeah.
And he was just sitting there.
Well, then they kind of all were. I don't know at what point of the game they realized that, this guy doesn't have anything on his arm. We can jump a lot of these. Because they were trying to jump everything. Like, even like we talked about, that pass to Ray Ray that ended up being a 60-yard.
What was the corner doing?
I don't know.
Ralph Loving, what the heck? What are you doing, boy? Yeah, right. That was because that was a pick 6.
Yeah, would have been.
If you could do that.
Sure, would have been. The other one. I guess the second one was a pick 6.
Yeah.
The third one, where Kirk kind of wiggles out of the pocket a little bit, had a little green grass in front of him, had Bijan if he wanted the safety valve. When you couldn't see the end zone on TV because of where the camera angle was. When he lets the ball go like that, quarterbacks let the ball go like that when they see a guy coming wide open, and it's like it's the easiest touchdown catch. I was like, oh, wow, somebody missed their assignment, and that's an easy touchdown.
Right.
No, it just was a jump ball to 4 Chargers.
There was nobody
in sight.
No Falcons player had a shot at that football.
And that, I don't know which, that one.
None of them.
They all make me really mad. But, like, that's a rookie quarterback mistake right
there. Yeah,
that's just a YOLO. Like, what are you thinking about doing?
Like, Kurt don't make mistakes.
Yeah, that was just a mental mistake from a guy who's been in the league for 15 years. Like, what in the world is going on for him to think that he can do that in that moment? In the red, like, didn't cost him points. Like, it's crazy to see a guy as seasoned as he is in the league. And I'm not, the physical mistakes happen, and he's made them this year, and he's made a lot lately.
Yeah.
But mental mistakes like that, like, that's the thing that blows my mind with him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you look at the pick 6. Okay, I love the combination, everything. You got corner out. Just talked about him, but hell, Kyle's coming open on the corner right there. Now, was it a lazy, slow-ass route? I guess. But the one thing that Moody was like, there was nothing there. That's not, that was my biggest thing. There was nothing there. And sometimes you got to give other teams credit. I thought Chargers just had a great game plan confusing the hell out of them. They were putting bodies. He was seeing ghosts and throwing the ball where they were and none of his guys were. And that's what I saw from the game. They were able to run the football. Thought Bijan played tough. He ran hard. Obviously, the offensive line played pretty good. I mean, there was a couple pressures and everything like that from Mac and guys like that.
Sacked once.
But overall, I thought it was pretty good as far as the protection. But when your quarterback throws 4 interceptions and 4 inexplicable ones, though, that's what I'm saying. Like, they weren't even challenging plays for the Chargers to make. You know what I mean?
It wasn't a tip pass.
Oh, my God. What a great play.
Great
none of them.
Play.
No, he threw it right to him.
No, just awful.
Yeah.
Awful throws. So now that, you know, the natural question people had. When he's playing like that in that game, as he's played poorly lately, I mean, he's thrown 6 interceptions the last 3 games, no touchdowns, and 4 fumbles.
Yeah,
like, you said
awful.
It in the first segment. He's thrown more touchdowns to the other team in the last month than he's thrown to the Falcons.
Right.
So that's all really bad. You also got a first-round quarterback sitting right behind him.
You do.
I understand Raheem said after the game yesterday, no, we're not even thinking about it. We're not doing that. Okay, probably the right thing to say in the moment like that. I also, I don't know, I believe him. Not saying that it's that they shouldn't be thinking about putting Penix in there. Penix gives them a better chance to win. But I believe him. I don't think they're going to change.
Oh, no. No, they're not going to change this week.
No. Nope.
But you let him do that in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You let him do that. You let think him so? Play his. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's going to be a change. I think there will be. I think there has to be. Because, you know, and me and Stegen were talking, because I was so true when they signed him. Everybody's like, oh, it's like a three. No, it don't.
No.
I kept saying one, maybe two.
Right.
And that was always
bad
my bad.
Enough this year.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
one.
I'm saying. That's why I kept saying maybe one, maybe two.
Yeah.
And that was all.
Because the third year guarantee is $10 million.
Yeah, so I was like, one, maybe two. Now, you're at a point right now where if it continues the way it is, you're going to have to move off of him. You got to figure out something as far as trade, whatever, to move off from him. Because he's not elevating your team. He's not. He is the one guy that can't be the weakest link on a team that is this team.
Yep.
Like, good teams don't lose three in a row. Average teams lose three in a row. That's what this team is. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, him being as bad as he's been, and he's been bad. Let's call it with, he's been okay. No, he's been bad.
Like, overall for the entire season, like, if you're giving him an average, he's been all right. But lately, he's been awful.
He's been awful.
Because he's had a couple games that were really good earlier in the season. But again, it's been a while. I don't know what happened.
Yep.
I don't know what's happened.
Oh, Kirko.
Yeah,
Kirko.
I haven't heard many. Heard many pregame trap poems lately.
Yeah,
from Kirk.
Yeah, but no, he's been and the thing about
not
it
a
is,
lot of swag surfing going on.
He's been around. He knows that, you know, he took the blame for it, right for so, because he should. But it's like we were talking about earlier, the conversation coming out of the locker room. We're backing them, and they're supposed to do that. We're backing them. Bam, 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 bam. All that, whatever. We ain't in the building.
Yeah,
I ain't in the building. Dog, you got to play better than that. And, that is just the one thing. When you're in offense and you giving away points, and, I mean, then you get the block, you get the stop on the punt. I don't know what the hell Jim was thinking there. That just a little risque for him.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and
it's pretty un-Harbaugh.
Yeah, it is. But the Falcons were alert. They were able to get it down.
Yeah.
And then you got the momentum back. Mm-hmm. You got it back. Go, Sco.
Yeah.
Go, Sco.
Defense didn't allow a touchdown. The only touchdown they scored, obviously, was the pick six.
Go,
Special teams comes up with that big play. They're alert. They make that big play. Like, that's the best everyone else has played all year.
Yes.
And that's what we've been asking for is, man, this offense we thought was going to be and at times was the identity of the football team. If the defense could just get up to this level, or if the special teams could stop making this mistake or come through here. Now, special teams wasn't perfect because Youngway missed the first field goal of the game and then didn't trust him later in the game and all that kind of stuff. But you're just not going to win games when the offense when the quarterback plays as bad as he played yesterday.
Yes.
Even when everyone else plays as well as they did, which is really frustrating because five sacks feels like a fever dream for a Falcons fan.
It does.
That's half the sacks they had on the whole season.
The whole season in one game.
Yep. So, I don't know.
It's going to have to be better. Again,
spiraling.
And that's why I said before we went to break, dog, this has collapse written all over it.
Yep.
It really, really does. And you can put the head to head schedules between Tampa and then what a great play by Baker, man. Dude hobbled.
He got banged up.
Hobbled and everything, got the first down and everything like that. But I'm just telling you, because of where they're going now. Because Minnesota's a damn good football
team. They are.
And they are. You thought that the skies and all that crap this past week.
Yeah.
You wait to Coach Flo. No, he already got that film from yesterday today.
You think Kirk Cousins was confused yesterday?
Yeah. You got Coach Flo.
Brian Flores going to throw everything at him.
Everything in the book at him.
Yep.
But
not to mention the storyline of
him going back home.
They let him walk,
yep.
And they're 10-2 without him.
Yep. And that's with Sam Darnold. With Sam Darnold's quarterback.
Yep. Not to mention, we don't have to do all the piling on. We'll wait till the NFL No Huddle to do all because there's just a lot of because the way the offseason went and different quarterbacks here and there and all that kind of stuff, and it's like, damn, they're all playing pretty good except for this guy who got the most money
out of all
and
of
came
them.
Here.
Combined, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, Russell's basically paying the Steelers for him to play there.
Russ playing a rec fee?
Yeah. He's got to pay for his own plane tickets.
Yeah, Russ playing a rec fee.
Meanwhile, he's thrown for a million yards, just win games, having his best season in like 5 years.
What a game.
Could have had him. All right, let's get back to what happened on Friday night. We haven't talked about it at all yet. Feels like a million years ago with everything that's happened since then. But what a freaking football game in Athens.
to make the college football playoff.
He kept saying
that.
Frazier straight ahead and straight in. Oh, it's great in eight. Georgia wins it. And now a 31-game home winning streak. And a senior class that has never lost at home.
The most frustrating thing to me about that whole thing is that why did we wait to the eighth overtime to run the football?
I don't know. And why didn't Georgia Tech run it once?
Why did we wait? Just because it's a two-point play don't mean you got to throw it.
Well, and look, all the best two-point plays were used.
Yes.
Like,
they were up.
You used them.
Yes.
All right?
You were up.
So just run something you think you might get 3 yards on.
Freaking football. I was just like, run the ball.
I was saying the same thing. I was like, just hand it to Nate Frazier and see what happens. Like, just see. See if you can get three up the middle. Like, guy's running hard, you know?
Yeah, man. But, oh, no, what a great game. This frustrating-ass year of Georgia, it just continues. But I'm going to give Tech credit because they played their game.
Yeah.
And Georgia couldn't adjust to it. And then when they finally did adjust to it, it was over. You know, and once Carson, I will give credit what Carson do. He has played really good.
Yeah.
Since the Tennessee game. Yep. He's played really, really good. Still can't catch the damn football. And if I didn't like Haynes King before, you want to talk about that dude probably still in the cold tub. That was a warrior mentality, just everything, bringing it, not blinking, going head-to-head at Georgia and everything like that. But we won, so that's all I matter about. Yeah, so all y'all with y'all little put y'all beast things in my DMs, you had us down 17-0.
Now, we'll see.
Had us down 17-0.
Yeah.
Hey, played the best game, and you still lost.
I do wonder, over it. I do wonder, like, when people do stuff like that. You watch sports before, right?
Yes.
Like, games are 60 minutes long.
Every time.
The amount
I'm
of
like,
stuff.
Why are you bothering me? I don't bother nobody.
You don't.
I don't bother nobody.
You certainly don't tweet at anybody.
I don't tweet anybody and nothing.
You're just at your house hanging out watching the football game. But, like, and look, for a drunk fan to send you a DM, whatever, that you're whatever. But, like, I'm talking about, like, colleagues, people that do this for a living, tweeting stuff mid-game as if there's not a whole second half to play. Have you all not watched sports before?
There's a lot
that can still happen.
I don't bother nobody. I don't tweet at nobody.
And I'm not
halftime 17-0. Dude, it was a great first half. I got beast stings in my ass. So many of them damn stinging things was sitting my way. Like,
why?
I don't bother you. I don't bother you, so don't come over here bothering me. Yeah, that's why I was like, you don't bother nobody. But I was like, okay, you know what?
Did you fire something off?
I'm just going to rub it in.
What'd you do?
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
What was that soft-ass phrase the guy called in on Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, what's the good word?
Yeah, I said, what's the good word? Yeah. Another guy,
That bit him in the ass, didn't it?
Oh, I don't care because I don't bother you.
Well, I know, but
everybody was, I was like.
He had to call in and teach you that phrase.
I'm like, it's halftime. It's halftime.
There's a lot of game left.
It's halftime.
Yes, Georgia played very badly in the first half. And credit to Tech. They played awesome in the first half. That final play by Haynes King where he got out and floated it over to Jamal Haynes and he got to the pylon. That was incredible.
That was awesome.
It was incredible stuff.
I was like, okay. They got us on the ropes.
A lot of football left.
A lot of damn football. And we're too damn good to just let Tech beat us.
To score 27 points in the second half, and Tech had a 10-minute touchdown drive.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes.
I do feel like 8 overtimes is a little bit
excessive,
disingenuous. There was 2 overtimes.
Yes.
And then 6 2-point conversion attempts. Those aren't really overtime periods.
But, I mean, you look at everything. Buster Faulkner had our number.
Oh, what a game plan.
What a game plan.
Yeah, dude, that guy, he's going to get a head coaching.
He's going to get a head coaching offer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, is he going to be, you know, wait for the right one?
What's Haynes King's deal? Is he back for another year?
I don't know.
Do we know?
I don't know, but he's a damn.
Seems like everyone can if they want.
That dude is, I mean, like I said, I had respect for that young man.
Yep.
And I have so much respect for Britt Key.
Yep.
Because of the simple fact, I love what he said in the game. Hurts like a supposed to.
And you could tell.
And I don't give a damn. He ain't going over talking about. I bet he didn't say, hey, guys, way to fight or nothing. No.
That hurts.
We had him.
Had him. We'll talk more about that on the other side of this break because that's not enough of that conversation. That game deserves a little bit more than that. So we'll get back into it. Maybe let you hear a little post-game stuff from Kirby and others. And then we'll get to some of the other crazy crap that happened on Saturday because I guess college football Saturdays are just chaos now. Just every Saturday is just full chaos. Anybody can lose to anybody at any time. Even if you have a 21-0 lead, you can still lose and then probably not make the playoff. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday morning. 20 minutes away from back-to-back NFL no huddles. We will get back into everything that happened yesterday, of course, Falcons included. And then we'll get to all the other games as well. Because it was Thursday games, it was a Friday game, and then there was some Sunday games, and then there's one more game tonight as well.
Yes.
So the week's not over yet.
But you know what tonight is, right?
What is tonight?
Jameis live, baby.
Oh, yeah. Jameis National Jameis TV is, Jameis.
Jameis is live tonight, baby. Where's that game at? Is it in Denver?
It's at Denver.
It's at Denver, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you get some full-fledged Jameis.
Browns Broncos. Yeah, Jameis on national TV. We love it. Okay.
Yes, mic'd up and everything. What could go wrong?
I love it. All right.
Hopefully it's snowing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of snow games lately.
Yeah.
You had the Bills game last night. What was the one we were watching the other day? It was the what was that snow game?
Oh, was the Dolphins and the Packers?
I think so. I don't know what it was, but there was one not that long ago that we watched, and then there was last night's game. My wife goes, "Do players like playing in snow? You should ask Randy."
No,
and I said, "I've asked Randy, and his answer is no."
No, and don't let nobody ever try to fool you that we do. Nobody wants to play in freaking snow, right? It's just not no.
He said, "How come it's so pretty?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, yeah,
oh yeah, to look at. imagine having to run in it. Imagine trying to cut in it. Imagine what happens when you fall in it. You know, over and over and over again. It sucks.
Seems like it really would.
It sucks.
Seems like it really, really would.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I like watching it.
Yeah. I don't like playing it, so I don't like watching it.
I like watching it, although I have seen teams that I root for just not be able to deal with it and lose games because of it. So then it's like, oh, the team, you just lost a game to a team that's much better equipped to play in this type of weather than you are, and you lost. But that's part of it. I mean, that's what happened. I don't know. If you're in a northern city, like Buffalo is going to build a dome? Don't do that.
No.
You got to play outside.
Now, I do believe that right there. Like, yeah, if you're Buffalo, no, you don't build a dome.
Yeah.
Like, it was the same thing with Minnesota, when they were renovating. You remember they had to play at University of Minnesota. Because you remember that game, that playoff game against Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that's just Minnesota.
Yeah, where they missed the field goal at the end, and it was like 5 degrees outside.
Yeah, Green Bay, no. Chicago, no.
It's part of it.
Cleveland, no. No.
Yeah.
Three of them.
That's
what it was.
That's
what it was.
Brown Steelers. That's what it was. The last Jameis game.
Yeah, that's what it was. Eat the snow. Eat the snow.
Yeah. Eat the snow. When Jameis got to eat snow.
Eat the snow.
The
reason they're talking about building domes because that's how you get Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buffalo's building this beautiful, beautiful new stadium, and they still won't get no Super Bowl.
No.
Nobody trying to go up there in the damn February for
the
damn Super
Bowl. How far that is from everything?
Yeah.
This is the closest thing to it is Canada.
Yeah.
No one's going to that.
I mean, it is what city that is.
That's Toronto. Yeah. Toronto's not far.
Yeah.
Toronto's a very fun city.
Yeah.
All right. Couple final things on Georgia Tech, and then we'll get to the rest of the mayhem from Saturday. What about Georgia deciding to go for two on their first touchdown?
I don't know
of the second
what
half?
The hell was going on.
Yeah, I think they, and I think it was actually Caleb Johnson who asked Kirby about it in the postgame. Kirby's face is like, I don't know whose job it was to convince Kirby that the analytics movement is the direction they're going.
But they got their ass cussed out.
They got cussed out that night.
Yes.
But they did it, though. They convinced Kirby to do it begrugglingly. Because you can see
you
it
can see
all
his
over his body
face.
Language.
He did not want to go for two. Like,
I just finally just kick an extra point here and just have seven.
I just could not believe that part. I was like, hold on.
Because if they wouldn't have, who knows what else happens. But if they wouldn't have and then everything else happens the same, there's no overtime.
Yeah,
they just win 28-27 and the game's over.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe that they went for two. Kirby went for two right there, and I, like you said, I saw the explanation, and I saw his face when it happened. I was like, what?
Well, his explanation was the same that everybody gives, which is, that was analytics. We do a lot of analytics.
Yes.
It was on the sheet.
Yes.
It was like,
you run that whole damn college, Kirby Smart.
Yeah, man.
You didn't have to do it.
Yeah, you know.
You didn't have to dig on do it, man.
I did think to myself, though, at some point over the last couple of years, it was someone's job in the analytics department to put together a presentation that Kirby didn't want to see and convince him that we have to do this because this is what you do.
Yes.
And somehow it worked.
Yes.
Kirby was like, all right, I guess we do that now.
Yeah, whatever.
Not next time.
Whatever. No,
case in point.
Just, but it was crazy because of all the plays that were made down the stretch by the defense. I mean, on the goal line stop, friggin' Chaz Chancellor Buckled the pulling guard. Linebacker scrapes over Haynes. Because if Haynes King, if he gives that ball, Tech probably scores. Because they had us outflanked. Mm-hmm. But he kept the ball. Chaz knocks down the guard. Linebacker scrapes over. Got him.
What's number three's name? C.J. Allen?
Yes.
Good.
Scrapes over. Got him.
What a game.
You know, he played his ball.
Both threes.
Yes.
On offense and on defense. Those guys were
played their butts off. But then you get down there, finally just run the ball. But it's like so many plays, that highs and lows. I know the ball was tipped. Let him catch it. Catch it.
I know.
I understand it was tipped. Ball's on third down. It's right there.
You couldn't see it in real time that it was tipped. And so in real time, yes. You're just like him again, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, the third down's right there. Hits you. Yeah. You know, now, I've met Arian. Lovely young man. Really is a lovely young man. That's why I'm not going to do what other idiots doing by, you know, being, you know, that social media threatening and all that other crap that took place on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's just dumb. I'm not going to do that. But he got to catch the damn football.
Yeah.
He's going to make a play for us. He is. He's going to make a big play and everything like that.
You also have to think about when you're throwing it to him and where you're throwing
it to him.
Exactly. Because he just drops it too much.
You got to play these other kids. Nitro can run a hitch.
Yeah, you have to.
And all those different things.
You got to give other guys chances.
Other guys can do some stuff, yep. Man. But, yeah, I thought, you know, just something. But Carson has been so good. I mean, he's been really good putting the ball where it needs to be. The touchdown, the 2-point play where it was pass interference on Lawson, but he missed the guy. He missed Lovett right there. Bam. Ball's hit, snap, go to him. Now, he went to him in order to tie the game up, which was a great play and everything like that. Great throw and everything like that. But, yeah, you got to go to him right then and there. But, yeah, Carson's been really good. I think that, you know, when you look at the way the game went, Tech controlled the game.
Yeah, they did.
They controlled the game. They did everything we said on Tuesday they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
They did everything to it with the quarterback. Like, Haynes came through for 300 yards. I don't remember none of those yards.
I know. Because none of them were 20 yards down the field.
Yeah, I don't remember none of those.
Because he's hurt.
Yeah.
The guy can't even throw the ball more than 20
yards. I don't remember none of those yards. Those
and he's
pass
out there
yards.
Gutting
but
it
I
out.
Remember those damn runs.
What a gutsy
I remember those runs. And it was no fair dodging when he got the ball.
Oh, yeah.
No fair dodging. He was bringing it. He was looking for folks to hit.
Yeah, he said, look, I'll hurt tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll hurt tomorrow.
And that's exactly how he played.
He played like he wanted it more than everybody else that was out
did.
There.
He really did.
And look, man, credit to him. That was a hell of a performance from Haynes King. And Georgia Tech in general. It was a really, really great performance. End of the game.
But you lost.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know. That's true.
But you lost.
I didn't lose.
Yeah. You lost.
Well, Washington lost.
You can keep your clips and everything, all that stuff. You lost. All right? So leave me the hell alone. All right?
So now Georgia plays Texas in the SEC Championship game on Saturday. Texas with a pretty interesting game against A&M on Saturday. And I don't know how much you watched of that one, but Texas's defense is incredible.
Yes, they
are. They won them that year. They have been. That was the best I've seen them
they
play.
Have, they have
that,
been all
year. That was like.
Yeah, they have been all year. I thought the one thing they did was they limited the quarterback run.
Yeah,
they took away,
which is unfortunately for A&M.
That's all they have.
Kind of all they have.
Yes.
So
and they took and
a
they,
very one dimensional offense,
and they took it away. And you know Quinn Ewers, he's banged up, hobbled, and everything. So you bring Arch in to run the football and everything like that. I don't know how they're going to play this game out Saturday.
I don't either, but I got a prediction. There's going to be a lot of Arch.
You think so?
Yeah, I think for a couple reasons. Quinn's banged up.
Yes.
He's also made a lot of mistakes.
He looked banged up.
Like
he looked bad on Saturday.
The only reason A&M had a shot in the second half of that game was pick sixes and fumbles and mistakes he was making in the fourth quarter. So that part of it. But then also, Sark saw what happened last time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Quinn Ewers doesn't have anything for that Georgia pass rush.
No.
You got to at least try to switch it out. And he tried. Probably at a bad time. They didn't have it really planned out. So, but I think this time you have it in the game plan to try to have Arch as a part of it. Now, does it work? I don't know. But I would expect – what does a lot mean? I don't know, 10 snaps? But I bet Arch plays more.
He plays some. And we got all week because I wanted to get to some more of these games because Ryan Day has to win it all, right?
Oh, yeah, or else
I know he had to win it all before this year.
Yeah.
But maybe Michigan – beat Michigan not winning.
Yeah, would have helped. Yeah.
I kept talking about that quarterback. We said, is he a big game quarterback?
The answer to that question
is no. He was pathetic. And they got too much talent around him to be that damn good.
Mm-hmm.
That was an awful loss for him. Miami, what the blank. What the blank Miami Hurricane.
Winners get washed.
I mean, wow.
for winners them, get washed.
For y'all to be up like that, and we talked about it Tuesday, Carrier Dome,
yep.
It's just a weird place.
That and
it's a weird place.
Credit to Syracuse's offense because those guys can play.
Yes.
Like those guys could throw the football all over the yard, and they did. And it was the receiver that had transferred from Georgia and mm-hmm. now plays up there at Syracuse, mm-hmm. number 7. Good Lord, that guy had an excellent second half in that game. But Miami was up 21-0. 21-0.
Yes.
And then they let Syracuse back
in. And it hurts, I know, and you know, because you had that guy. Like, Miami, it's been a long time since Miami had that guy at quarterback.
That's the thing about it.
And they've been waiting, and he's been saving their ass all year long. And they just couldn't get it done yesterday. So, like, that was a rough one. Damn, Clemson's in the ACC championship game. After losing to South Carolina.
And blowing a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Now, credit to South Carolina, because those guys
they are
awesome.
Rough. They love that football team. And I know people in that, because my son, Isaiah, his best friend, plays for South Carolina.
Okay.
And he's like, put him in. I was like, well, they did kind of lose to most of the teams that are in front of them. Now, there's nobody playing as good as them in the country right now. They're playing absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there's one team playing as good as them in the country. Not my favorite thing to say, but there is one team that didn't lose to anybody.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oregon played well.
They're pretty good.
Oregon's pretty good. And I know you saw it firsthand.
A nice little game
that was
on Saturday
personal.
Night they played.
Hey.
Yeah.
That was personal.
Yep. Yep.
Oh,
it was.
Yeah, dog.
I don't blame
them. Dan was like,
Dan was like, you guys, all right.
Yeah, okay, y'all want to.
Hope
y'all,
you guys enjoyed your little three-game winning streak.
Yeah, that's basically what he said,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they beat the absolute – I want to cuss. They beat the – out of us, man. Like, that sucked so bad. I flipped the channel. I was like, all right, that's
you
enough.
You flipped away?
Yeah, man.
I don't need to see.
I don't need to see that. I watched the rest of the Texas game. I was like, what? We're down 49-14. That click. I'm not watching this.
Okay, man.
Right. That game could have been 20 quarters long. We couldn't have come back.
And then the Big 12. Huh.
Yeah, man. Like, that team's not going to get a bye. Like,
yeah.
Arizona State, Iowa State?
No.
Boise State's going to get a bye in the college football
playoff. Crazy.
Boise State.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. They played really good this season, though. Their only losses to Oregon, and Oregon's undefeated, so maybe they should.
By three.
By three. And they had them in the fourth quarter. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.